Today's episode is being sponsored by Kingsley 1945 Watches. To check out the Kingsley 1945 collection, go to www.amitdevhonda.com and click on the Kingsley 1945 collection on the upper right-hand corner.
Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I'm going to feature my thoughts on Audemars Piguet brand ambassador Serena Williams' meltdown at the U.S. Open. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dev Honda, and welcome to my podcast. So I want to talk about something that's very current, that's very real, and that, I think needs to be addressed. You know, Serena Williams was in the U.S. Open final against Japanese Naomi Osaka, who is the first Japanese woman, or the first Japanese person, I believe, to win the U.S. Open. She made history beating Serena Williams. It was very sad because Serena Williams had a meltdown, at the umpires, and she was not very ladylike at all. And in fact, it took all of the attention off of the win of Naomi Osaka. And Naomi Osaka, you could tell, you know, she's a very humble woman, extremely humble. She's, you know, the daughter of a Japanese mother and a Haitian father, and they moved to the U.S. when she was 3 or 4. So, like, she grew up watching Serena Williams, idolizing Serena Williams, and being inspired by Serena Williams. Serena Williams is really the one who made her want to become a champion, and Serena Williams made a lot of silly mistakes, and she was very, very outspoken and loud and passionate about her distaste for the calls that were called not in her favor. And she had an absolute meltdown. And even at the trophy winning ceremony, she took the spotlight, you know, and Osaka was crying because Serena Williams was going for her 24th Grand Slam title. And as much as she won this thing, she's as big a fan of Serena as anyone else. And she felt like she let everyone down by winning, because Serena wasn't able to win her 24th title, which, I mean, that's incredibly selfless, incredibly kind, really, really amazing sentiment, despite the fact that her thunder was stolen by her idol, Serena Williams. I watched bits and pieces. I didn't watch the whole match. I've been a tennis fan since I came out of the womb. I've played since I was a kid. I've actually played against, you know, people like John McEnroe. And when I say that, in no serious competitive way, but, you know, when I was in retail, we were like very big sponsors for one of the biggest papers in the country. So I got to, you know, as part of the perks of being a big advertiser and sponsor, we were able to participate in very, very privileged and cool things like playing tennis with, you know, John McEnroe and Billie Jean King and Todd Martin and Goran Ivanisevic and Mats Wielander and all of these incredible legends I grew up watching. So, I mean, you know, not to detract from the point I'm trying to make, but tennis has been as big a part of my life, actually, even before I got into watches. Tennis was a huge, huge part of my life. I wish it still was. I still have my rackets. I still play. I could have, if I stuck with it, I could have actually become professional. But point I want to make is that, you know, Serena Williams got fined, and the point she was making was that, you know, in a direct quote from Billie Jean King, who's a tennis legend and friend of Serena Williams, "When a woman is emotional, she's hysterical and penalized for it. When a man does the same thing, he's outspoken and not penalized for it." I agree. I don't think there's any, you know, listen, men and women, they don't make exactly the same money. you know, for prize money in tennis. There's a lot of inequalities, and I'm not saying they're right, but in this case, to me, this was a clear case of somebody who was not at the top of her game, was not playing well, made a lot of mistakes, and blamed everybody else for her mistakes, and didn't take the responsibility. And instead of taking the responsibility and grace like a real champion would, she was completely unladylike. She used vulgarities, and she blamed everyone under the sun, and she stole the thunder of the person who won the U.S. Open. And I think that that's wrong. You know, I think that's completely wrong. And the attention was completely off the U.S. Open champion, Naomi Osaka, and all the attention went to Serena Williams and her, you know, and her feeling of that she was treated unfairly, that the calls were sexist, and all those things. I mean, listen, at the end of the day, she was fined like $17,000, which is like $17 to you and me. You know, Serena Williams is very, very wealthy. That's not even a slap on the wrist for her outbursts, for her, you know, just for her behavior. But I really think the real hero in all of this, the real hero, the one who really needs to be highlighted, the one that really deserves all the attention, is really Naomi Osaka for being a real champion. Because she could have easily, you know, she's younger, she's better, she's quicker, she's stronger, she's faster than Serena Williams. She, you know, that's just part of being younger, but she could have easily have been outspoken and yelled at Serena, or, you know, just been really upset. And she didn't say, she cried because she wanted Serena to win her 24th Grand Slam. That's the kind of person she is. To me, this was a clear case of ego in Serena Williams's, you know, when I look at the tapes, when I listen to this thing. Look, I'm all about equality. I'm all about women being treated fairly. I'm all about that. But with all of this Me Too stuff that's come out and all of this, like, I just feel like any little thing that happens, big, little, or otherwise, it's just like, you know, there's no lines anymore. People are running with it. I really don't feel like it was inequality as much as it was her not playing well. And I can't stress that enough. You know, Serena Williams is going to be fine. She's going to come back. She's going to win her 24th Grand Slam. Whatever that may be, wherever that may be, however that may be, whoever it may be against, she's determined, she's smart, she's strong, she's powerful, she's proven it. She's one of the greatest, if not the greatest, female tennis player of all time. I mean, she's proven it. That's why I'm doing this, because I would not expect this kind of, like, insecurity or incompetence or, I don't know, ego from somebody who should be very comfortable and extremely secure with who she is. If you lose, if you lost, if you didn't play your best, if you made mistakes, own it. You know, the whole, like, you know, inequality and sexism and all that thing, that's a whole other topic. But, you know, the actual meltdown itself, you know, it had everything to do with her not winning her 24th Grand Slam, and it had everything to do with her not, like, accepting defeat, you know? And that's part of the game, whether it's tennis, basketball, badminton, ping pong, hockey, it doesn't matter what sport it is. Part of the game is winning and part is losing, and I think that the better woman won. I really do. I don't know much about Naomi Osaka. I just, more so than ever, I had never heard of her before, and today I'm really in her corner. More than, forget the win, that's incredible, but like who she is as a person at such a young age of not even 20 years, like I think she's only 20 years old, That says a lot about who she is. It reminds me of like Bjorn Borg or Roger Federer or Pete Sampras in terms of being a champion, not showing that you have to prove that you have this ego and you're number one and all these things. It's ridiculous. And even though Serena Williams did give, you know, did say to the crowd to give Naomi a round of applause, like she won, but she's like, don't worry, I'll be back and I'll win it. It was kind of like, what was the need for that? You know, like, you've won so many fucking titles, like, be graceful about this. And don't use this thing that every woman is using now to be, whether because they didn't like something or be treated unfairly. You can't really, really compare the time of tennis, even though there are inequalities, of when Billie Jean King, you know, in the 60s and 70s was playing women's tennis and Serena Williams playing women's tennis. There is no tolerance for any inequality in today, whether it's tennis, whether you're doing an office job, whether you're in corporate America, it doesn't matter. You know, and it's, I'm sure, because of people like Serena Williams, who has dealt with adversity, who's been called different things throughout life, unfavorable things, you know. And yes, I think she's not like had an easy journey. But at the end of the day, I cannot tell you how horrified I am by her behavior and how disgusted I am by the way in which she acted. She did not act like a champion. And you know what? I hope she really learns a lesson from this and really like apologizes to Naomi, you know, Osaka for the way in which she treated her. This was not about Serena Williams. This was about Naomi Osaka and her winning a Grand Slam title and making history as the first, I think, Japanese woman or Japanese person in history to win the U.S. Open. I mean, that should have been the highlight. But anyway, I don't want to beat a dead horse. You know how I feel, you know, since Serena Williams is an ambassador for Audemars Piguet, I mean, listen, I'm not going to go as far as to say Audemars Piguet should drop her, but they should definitely think about this and how it makes them look as well as a sponsor. You know, she's representing their brand. If you have any questions, you can email me at amitdevhonda@gmail.com. I do charge a $150 consultation fee. It gets you an hour of my time, a couple of calls. And if you're here in Vegas in person and you want to schedule something one-on-one, we can do that as well. And I advise, I guide, and I assist you to make the best possible decision that suits you. And if you decide to work with me then thereafter to actually purchase a timepiece, I will deduct the $150 you paid from the final purchase price of the watch. So it's a win-win-win for everybody involved. And I'll tell you, you'll love the experience. Today, you can't really go into a watch store and have the experience that I can give you, because I've had almost, I've had over 30 years of experience. I've traveled the world. I've, you know, been educated by the best watch brands. And the best part is I don't carry an inventory. So I'm not, you don't feel that pressure of me trying to sell you one thing over the other. I can truly get you what's best for you, or advise you what's best for you, and then help you get it. So, you know, it's just you'll have an amazing experience, especially at a time where experiences are becoming less and less. And you know, the cold, transactional part of it is becoming the norm. Just you're another number, and I want to do what I've always done, which is provide the best possible service and an amazing experience that you'll never forget. So definitely, definitely engage my services if you're interested in purchasing a watch. You can check out my website where you can peruse through my world-renowned blog. You can listen to a podcast. You can watch one of my many videos that I've done on watches. You can check out Kingsley 1945, which is a brand I distribute. They're hand-assembled in Providence, Rhode Island by the Kingsley Watch Company, and they're built like watches in the $5,000 to $10,000 range for under $2,000. Definitely check those out. I'm a distributor for the West Coast. Amit's Corner Shop I launched over a month ago. It's a place where you can buy the best pre-owned watches, and it's updated monthly with new watches, everything from Panerais to Rolexes to Patek Philippe's to Nomos Glasutas to Omegas to even some pre-owned Kingsley 1945 watches. All of the watches are coming from reputable places, places that I work with anyway. So, you know, you have a full, you know, description and pictures, and it's just a great, great thing to connect with. It's a great place to buy your pre-owned watches. And, you know, you can always engage my services as well. I have a full list of what my services are. So definitely check my website out. It's, you know, you won't want to leave. It's very engaging. You can do a lot on there. And if you want to check me out on social media, my handles for my Twitter and my Instagram are @AmitDaveHonda. And until next time, rock on and fly back.